知行英语 Listen and share.
Snake and我的阿姨是条蛇，The old man longed for children, but he and his young wife had none. So he invited his nephew to live with them. This infuriated his wife, who had a vile temper. When her husband welcomed the young man with great affection, she turned pale with jealousy. Her eyes narrowed, and her head flattened.And when she licked her lips, her nephew saw that her tongue was forked. From that day on, the young man spent as much time as possible with his uncle and tried to avoid his aunt. But she seemed to enjoy startling him, suddenly appearing when he least expected her. One evening,The nephew returned to the house quite late. He lit a candle and started up the stairs. Halfway up, he tripped on what seemed to be a coiled rope. Imagine his horror when that rope uncoiled and slithered up the steps in front of him. Then he saw it glide across the hall and under the door of his uncle's bedroom. "Wake up, wake up!" The young man shouted, and he knocked it on the door until his uncle's heard. But when his sleepy uncle finally led him in the bedroom, there was no snake inside. (音)老人很想能有个孩子，但是他和年轻的妻子膝下无儿无女，于是就叫了自己的侄子过来住一阵，但这样却把脾气暴躁的妻子给惹怒了。当她的丈夫热情地欢迎年轻人的到来时，她却嫉妒得连脸都白了。她的眼睛很小，脑袋又扁又平。当她舔着嘴唇的时候，侄子发现她的舌头是分叉的。从她发现这些的那天开始，年轻人就尽可能多地陪着叔叔，同时尽量避免与婶婶碰面，但是婶婶似乎很喜欢吓唬他，总是在年轻人最不想见他的时候突然出现在他面前。一天晚上，年轻人很晚才回来，他点了根蜡烛拿着往楼上走去，上了一半的时候被一卷类似绳子的东西绊了一跤，当时绳子自己展开，并且就从他眼皮底下上楼去了。见到这一切，他简直吓坏了。随后就见那股绳子穿过大厅，从门底下钻进了叔叔的卧室。快醒醒，快醒醒，年轻人大声喊着，同时用力敲着叔叔的房门，直到把手都敲疼了。但是过了很久，他那睡眼惺忪的叔叔才让他进去，而这时蛇已经不见了。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
The old man longed for children, but he and his young wife had none.
老人很想能有个孩子，但是他和年轻的妻子膝下无儿无女。
So he invited his nephew to live with them. This infuriated his wife,who had a vile temper.
于是就叫了自己的侄子过来住一阵，但这样却把脾气暴躁的妻子给惹怒了。
When her husband welcomed the young man with great affection, she turned pale with jealousy.
当她的丈夫热情地欢迎年轻人的到来时，她却嫉妒得连脸都白了。
Her eyes narrowed, and her head flattened. And when she licked her lips, her nephew saw that her tongue was forked.
她的眼睛很小，脑袋又扁又平。当她舔着嘴唇的时候，侄子发现她的舌头是分叉的。
From that day on, the young man spent as much time as possible with his uncle and tried to avoid his aunt.
从他发现这些的那天开始，年轻人就尽可能多地陪着叔叔，同时尽量避免与婶婶碰面。
But she seemed to enjoy startling him, suddenly appearing when it least expected her.
但是婶婶似乎很喜欢吓唬他。总是在年轻人最不想见他的时候突然出现在他面前。
One evening, the nephew returned to the house quite late.
一天晚上，年轻人很晚才回来。
He lit a candle and started up the stairs. Halfway up, he tripped on what seemed to be a coiled rope.
他点了根蜡烛，拿着往楼上走去。上了一半的时候，被一卷类似绳子的东西绊了一跤。
Imagine his horror when that rope uncoiled and slithered up the steps in front of him.
当时绳子自己展开，并且就从他眼皮底下上楼去了。见到这一切，他简直吓坏了。
Then he saw it glide across the hall and under the door of his uncle's bedroom.
随后就见那股绳子穿过大厅，从门底下钻进了叔叔的卧室。
Wake up, wake up! The young man shouted, and he knocked it on the door until his uncle's heard.
快醒醒，快醒醒！年轻人大声喊着，同时用力敲着叔叔的房门，直到把手都敲疼了。
But when his sleepy uncle finally let him in the bedroom, there was no snake inside.
但是过了很久，他那睡眼惺忪的叔叔才让他进去，而这时蛇已经不见了。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Long for something，
渴望，表示很强烈的希望，相当于 eager for， 例如 people are longing for peace， 人们渴望和平。
turn pale with jealousy，
with 用在句子当中表示伴随关系，后面跟名词或者名词词组做宾语，例如
sleep with the window open，
开着窗睡觉。
as much time as possible，
尽可能多的时间。
Do something as possible，
意思是尽可能怎么样的做某事。有个很常见的搭配
，do something as soon as possible，
意思就是尽快做某事。另外，短语 as 结构中的第一个 as 为指示副词后面，一般跟形容词副词。第二个是连接词，往往连接一个不完整的从句，表示比较，意思是和什么什么一样。像什么什么一样，例如
as tall as you，
像你一样高。
Across the hall，
穿过客厅。
Across 表示的是横着穿过，
这个意思在 across the road， 过马路，以及 across the river， 过河这类搭配中体现得更为明显。如果表示沿着路边走，那就是 along the road。
Wake up
口语当中用的较多，用来叫醒别人。同样，我们也可以使用短语 get up 来表达相同的意思。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。